Name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is the 31st day, the fifth month of the year of our Lord, 2015, and it's Trinity Day. Most Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Three divine persons in one God. The title of this lecture is Israel and USA Hijack FIFA. Now, you're going to first, some people may not know what FIFA is, but so I'll tell you what FIFA is. It's the International Federation of Association Football, and it's this, they're the International Soccer Committee that regulates soccer throughout the world. And if you didn't have one body regulating soccer, a little history of this is why they have a central body regulating soccer throughout the world, is you'd have no way to have the countries play with one another and have a proper playoff. Everything would be chaos. You need to have one central governing authority bring the nations together like they do in the World Cup and regulate soccer. Or you're going to have Russia's going to play Italy. Italy will maybe play Germany, but Russia doesn't play Germany. And you can't get them all to come at the World Cup. This guy's got his World Cup. That guy got his World Cup. And not everybody goes to that one. It would be chaos. So it's a very good organization, the purpose behind it. All right, the person behind it is very good. A lot of people got angry because they say it's a monopoly or whatever. But that's just the way it is in the NFL, too. If you didn't have one rule, the NFL, one governing body regulating how American football is played, people can make up their own schedules. They don't have to. They can play whenever they want. They don't have to play if they don't want. That's chaos. You'd have no organization, and you'd have no way to boil out the best teams and get them to play one another. And you have to have one central authority that tells you where you got to play, when you got to play, and if you don't play, you forfeit. You need to have that. Keep this in mind when you find out what we're going to be talking about here, because the United States just had seven key members of FIFA arrested in Switzerland, all right? And these people are not even USA citizens. And that's one of the things that we're going to talk about here. How is it the United States can reach her long arm of justice across the ocean into Switzerland and have seven FIFA members arrested by the Swiss government? And the big thing is, some of their claims, as you're going to read here as we go on, is that they're a monopoly. They try to tell people what to do. They boss people around. They tell you where you're going to play the games and where you're not going to play the games. Well, of course, if you didn't have that, it would be chaos. That would be like the Chicago White Sox wanting to play somewhere else instead of Chicago on a different day, but when they were supposed to be playing Chicago, and then the person they're playing against wants to play somewhere else, and they can't agree, and so they don't play one another. You need to have a central ruling authority. That was one of the attacks the United States had against FIFA. Now, of course, they said they were corrupt. They were paying people off and taking bribes to find out where the World Cup's going to be and all that. As if the United States doesn't know anything about corruption. And as if they don't also take bids in the United States. Who's going to have the NFL, ABC, NBC, CBS? Who's going to have the hockey games, playoffs, NBC, ABC, CBS? You may not call it bribes, but it is bribes. It's the same thing. They have bids in the back room. They probably do a lot of stuff in the Masonic lodges even. And they say, how much money are you going to offer me, ABC, NBC, CBS? They do the same thing. This is what they're complaining about with this International Soccer League. The reason you're going to find out they don't like it is two reasons. One is that they really broke away a lot from the European soccer nations. They didn't break away. They still have them there, but they started to favor the South Americans and the African nations. They say we have to make them more incorporated into the soccer league if it's going to be truly international. We cannot be prejudiced against the Africans nor the South Americans. We can't just make this a European thing. And they did a lot of good things. When they had apartheid in South Africa, the FIFA said, we're not going to have, South Africa is now banned from the World Cup, and they're even banned from playing soccer in the International Soccer League, as long as there was apartheid. And this is just going to relate to what's going on here. A lot of your European countries that were for apartheid were angry at FIFA for that. And just recently, what has really happened, and the real reason you're going to find out why these guys were arrested is, because a week before they were arrested on 5/27/2015, a week before that, the Palestinian soccer organization was putting a petition before FIFA that Israel should be banned from the soccer league because of their apartheid attitude towards the Palestinians. They're doing the same thing to the Palestinians that they were doing in South Africa against the blacks. And they presented their case. You're going to read about it here. And that was a week before. They were banned. They didn't allow them to play soccer. They were blowing up their fields. They were preventing from traveling so teams could play with one another. They were really preventing the Palestinians from playing soccer. And they were also had places where They formed illegal settlements, and there were five Israeli teams of Israelis that were from illegal settlements. And the Palestinians said, well, that's not Israeli soccer team. That's not Israeli land. International law says it's Palestinian land. They have no right to call themselves Israeli soccer teams from those five settlements. So this was the whole petition. This was a week before they were arrested, was put up, and they saw a big article. FIFA is petitioned to suspend Israel from the soccer league. You're going to find out, folks, that's the real reason they were arrested. And lo and behold, no more than a week later, the United States does something that I couldn't even believe, and I'm sure a lot of people couldn't believe, and even believe how they did it when it came on TV. And they ended up arresting these guys, condemning FIFA for corruption charges, for being a monopoly, for being unfair, and for taking bribes. And they had these seven FIFA members, two of them were vice presidents, arrested in Switzerland. They're not even USA citizens. They're not in the USA, they're in Switzerland. So even if there was a crime committed, it's outside the jurisdiction of the United States. How they ever did this is it shows you how powerful the harlot is. And she was reaching out to defend her number one ally, Israel. The harlot is defending the Antichrist, is what I'm getting at. A lot of people try to say it's because FIFA chose Russia to host the World Cup in 2018 and Qatar in 2022. And the 2022 Qatar one, United States was going to be next, but they were nixed off the list. So they picked Russia for 2018 and Qatar for 2022. That was in 2010 when they picked Russia. And the United States did complain. They got angry. They don't like Russia, first of all. They don't want it in Russia because Russia's the big bully. But the Crimea thing in Ukraine didn't happen until after that. But anyway, they're complaining about how come what was probably happened is the United States didn't bribe them enough. So these other guys out-bribed them, you know? And so the United States ended up losing the bid. Here's my point. A lot of people try to blame it on that. That's why they arrested these FIFA members, because they took bribes to have the World Cup in Russia in 2018 and in Qatar in 2022. They took bribes and they didn't do it fairly and all this. They were even angry when they held it in South Africa. The Europeans were angry at that when the World Cup was in South Africa because it was held in Africa. They didn't like that. They're kind of racist too in Europe. And the European group, they formed a new group called IUFA. It's a different group. They formed it to try to oppose FIFA. And they were opposing FIFA because they were favoring too much Africa, South America, and the Israel thing too. They came out and were really angry when they were trying to petition to suspend Israel. But what you're going to learn in this sermon is the Russia wasn't the real reason, because if it was, they would have done it long ago. This happened in 2010. But the Israeli suspension from the soccer league petition was put forward a week before. 1 week before these FIFA guys were arrested by Swiss policemen by order of the U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch. That little feminist harlot pig gets on TV on the news and gives the command that she got from her Jewish, apostate Jewish Freemasonic buddies, and she didn't waste no time. She just recently got inducted to and serving the harlot and the Antichrist. Barked out her orders. I want those men arrested in Switzerland, even though they're not U.S. citizens, even though they're not even in the USA, and I want them extradited to the United States of America. So seven were arrested on May 27, 6 a.m. in the morning. Later on during that day, they arrested seven more. A total of 14 people were arrested, and they're going to be extradited to the United States. First thing I thought when I heard it was, what a jurisdiction do they have? Vladimir Putin said, that's one of his complaints too. He says, there goes the United States again, breaking international law. What jurisdiction do they have in Switzerland? He supports FIFA. But he said, even if they did something wrong, it's not your jurisdiction to deal with it. The United States has enough corruption in their own backyard to take care of, which we're going to get into that also. So that's the real reason they got angry with FIFA, really angry. They didn't like him, it's true, before. They didn't like because they picked Russia. They didn't like because they picked Qatar. They didn't like because they had the World Cup in South Africa. They didn't like the apartheid thing when they banished South Africa. They favor South America, too. So the European countries, some of them, they don't like FIFA too much, neither. But I'm going to read some of the charges that were leveled down against FIFA, which are totally illogical and stupid. By them putting these charges down against FIFA, they're condemning every organization that regulates sports, like the NFL, the NHL, the NBA. But I'm going to read about from a couple of press reports. The arrest took place on 5/27/15 at 6 a.m. And this is from, will FIFA, World Football's governing body, suspend Israel Arrest by U.S. as FIFA Mauls Giving Israel the Boot by Jonathan Cook, 5/27/15. Today, however, the U.S. decided it was time to call a halt to FIFA's corruption. We're going to finally do it now. They were, oh, finally! How convenient, huh? It ordered the high-profile arrest and extradition of seven, senior FIFA officials on corruption charges dating back to the early 1990s. This goes back even further because they didn't like that South Africa was chosen either. They got angry about that. Okay, but they decided to do it now. 1 week after Israel was threatened with suspension. You think that's got something to do with it, maybe? You think that pushed their schedule up a little bit? They wouldn't have done nothing if it wasn't for the Israel thing. They wanted to do something, I agree, but they hadn't done anything all these years. They act now because Israel is threatened with being suspended from the soccer league. The operation at the FIFA officials' Zurich hotel as they waited for Friday's vote was covered in detail by leading U.S. media organizations after they were tipped off beforehand. Apparently, it has taken the U.S. the best part of 20 years to get around to doing the paperwork to make the arrests. He's making a joke here. Mm-hmm. Oh, I guess it took him 20 years to do it now. Why are you doing it now after 20 years? Little side note, too, what was happening in Zurich, Switzerland, it was the yearly meeting of FIFA. They come together and they meet and they have meet. And this was very important because they have to re-elect their president. And he sits for 4 years. Now, the president was Sepp Blatter, and he was already president for 3 terms. And they were going to re-elect him for a 4th term, and it looked like it was going to be overwhelming. And so that's they also say they wanted to try to do it to either so he doesn't get elected, or what happened was because they didn't arrest him, they wanted to scare him. They wanted to scare him to back him off from the petition, the Palestinian petition that was going to suspend Israel from the soccer league. That's what this is all about, to scare him and say, if you allow the petition of Israel to go through, and you suspend them because of their apartheid behaviors, because that's what the suspension would have meant. It's extremely important for Israel's reputation worldwide if that happened. If you suspend them, these 14 guys you got, I'm not only going to get them, I'm going to get you. You're going to be dragged in. And now there's backroom deals going on all over the place. That if you don't suspend Israel, we're going to take it easy on these 14 guys and we're not going to indict you. This is what's going on in the back room. While they're dealing with these things. Now, the other thing was, too, that, just to mention, I said already, it is a big deal for Israel. Because if the, and it goes to a vote. This guy, Sepp Blatter, doesn't determine it. It's 75% of the members in FIFA have to vote for it to pass. But they had the votes. They said, it looks like they're going to have the votes, you know. It's a pretty close thing. And to Israel, that would have made them, in the world's eyes, say, bring out their apartheid behavior. And why FIFA is powerful. They're more powerful than the NFL. They say NFL brings in millions, FIFA brings in billions. They have way more fans than the NFL. So what? NFL's strong too. And the United States even has beefs with the NFL every now and then when they go against them over some feminist issue or homosexuals that they don't like or beating their own. Then they get the NFL dragged into court. So if they want to go after big sports organizations, they have to go after the NFL, the NBA, and all them. But FIFA is the biggest sports organization in the world. That's true. They even have more nations throughout the world belonging to them than the UN. So, and they said, oh, they're like a mini political thing. Well, they make political statements. A lot of sporting organizations do that, the stances they take. The NFL, when they wear those faggy pink ribbons. What is that? That's a political statement. They're supporting feminism. Those faggots, they wear the little pink ribbons to kowtow to the feminists. The all arguments they're making here really would apply to themselves also. But you can see the danger if this petition passed to ban Israel. It would have been really bad. You're going to read what Netanyahu says and you're going to see what goes on here. To go a little bit forward, though, that petition was going to be voted on that Friday, which was the sixth weekday, which was 5/29. That's when they were going to elect the new president. And that's when they were going to also vote on if the petition was still because the Palestinians put this petition forward and they'd have to drop it. And if it went forward, they would have voted on it. But at the last minute, after these arrests happened, Sepp Blatter talked to the Palestinians. He got the Israelis together and backroom talking, and he got the Palestinians to drop the petition. So he would. But he still said, the reasons that I want the petition are still there. But for the sake of peace in the sport, I'll drop the petition. Mm-hmm. That's because of these arrests. Mm-hmm. It succeeded. And so because of these arrests, the Palestinian delegate pulled back his petition, and Israel's not going to be banned from the soccer league. So their arrests worked its purpose. The harlot supported the Antichrist. The USA supported apostate Israel. And it wasn't only when they came together with this thing, you're going to read as you go on, we'll see. They had the whole deal there. They had the FBI, the Department of Justice, and the IRS was all at this thing. They were all there condemning FIFA. I never heard anything like this. I mean, well, we're going to get into more hypocrisies when I end this thing. But let's go on to reading this article again. It says, apparently it had taken the U.S. the best part of 20 years to get around to doing the paperwork to make the arrests. Corruption charges in the United States were announced Wednesday against 14 people, at least two of whom were American citizens. Much of the money that allegedly changed hands went through the U.S. banks, which is why the U.S. officials were able to bring charges. We're going to get into the hypocrisy on that later on. The other hypocrisy in this whole thing is, anyway, they're worried about corruption because these guys supposedly were given bribes, which I don't know who doesn't do that in this corrupt world anyway. And, you know, the United States might call it bids. You can call something a bid, you can call it a bribe. I can call NBC, CBS, and ABC and say bid for the contract of the NFL Super Bowl. Bid for the contract. You can call it what you want. This stuff goes on in sports. But even if they were corrupt, my point, the United States does the same thing. 7 of the 14 individuals were arrested Wednesday morning in Zurich ahead of a FIFA meeting and Friday's presidential election in which Sepp Blatter is expected to win a fifth term. Both Russia's sports minister, Vitaly Mutko, and the country's football union have openly expressed a desire to see Blatter reelected to the position, the R Sport news site reported Thursday. Out of the seven members, I think two of them were vice presidents. Here's more about the arrest. The arrest began this morning, this is 5:27, at a luxury hotel in Zurich, Switzerland, where top FIFA officials were gathered for their yearly meeting. Electronic data and documents were also seized at FIFA's head office in Zurich. The Swiss Federal Office of Justice said in a statement, those arrested were detained pending extradition at the request of the U.S. Just reaches out her arm and says, I want them arrested. And as I just said before, present during that, when the United States announced their arrest of these people, you had the Department of Justice in there, represented by the Attorney General, Loretta Lynch. You had the FBI, head of the FBI, James Comey. And you had the IRS Chief Criminal Investigator, Richard Weber, all there on the stage together, coming after big, bad FIFA. You almost, what the heck, what happened here? This is like, wow. How come you didn't do that with your own banks in this country? What's going here? Look, here's what U.S. Attorney General, the harlot, Loretta Lynch, feminist, said. In short, these individuals, through these organizations, engage in bribery to decide who would televise games, where the games would be held, and who would run the organization overseeing organized soccer worldwide. Minus the bribe thing, everything else is correct. That's what an organization does. Minus the bribe thing. Now, she calls it bribes. You may want to call it bids. Who's going to bid the highest for this? The United States would call that bids. ABC, CBS, they bid for the, whatever you want to call it. But the part she doesn't like is that they dominate it by telling you who's going to televise the games. Doesn't the United States do that when you turn on the TV? You can hardly get anything on regular TV now. It's all on the cable. Don't they dominate it and tell you who's going to have it? It's going to be on ABC, NBC, CBS, or it's going to be on cable and you can't even look at it on TV. Where the games are to be held. Oh, excuse me. It's a democracy. You can vote on it. Imagine if you had like Denver Broncos playing the New York Giants. And Denver said, I want to play in Denver, the Giants, and their own league. Because they have now, there's not one league. And they want to play in New York and they can't agree upon it. There's no Super Bowl. Of course you have to have somebody decide where you're going to play your games. Is there something wrong with that? And who would run the organization overseeing organized soccer worldwide? Who's going to run it? Somebody's got to run it. This is democracy that they're trying to throw in here, which they don't even have in their own NFL and NBA. You can't have democracy when it comes to running a sporting event. That's their big complaint. What they really don't like is that FIFA's the one who's running it. They want EUFA, the European soccer organization that was formed to oppose FIFA, to run it. It's a matter of, it's a bait as who's going to be running this whole show. So there's nothing wrong with dominating. If you're running it, you got to dominate it. You got to make the rules and you got to enforce the rules. Minus the bribery scandals, which is they're trying to do, and they did it through bribery. Well, excuse me, United States, you don't bribe people. They do it all the time. The banks, look at all the troubles they got in their own banking mess and they can't even clean up their own banks. Now, Jane, here's what James Comey said. FIFA fostered a culture of corruption and greed that created an uneven playing field for the biggest sport in the world. The IRS criminal chief investigator Richard Webber said, "This organization has been lawless, doing whatever they want for years." Oh, you want to run it? The United States wants to take over FIFA now. Who runs you when you're lawless? But who put you in charge of them anyway? They're not even part of the United States. This is the way they do business. Now, one of the complaints against them, too, was this might be a legitimate complaint you can put forward to a group if you made a bad decision. The Qatar decision of the 2022 World Cup is held in the World Cup is held in the summer. In Qatar, it gets up to like 115, 118 degrees. It's so hot that they can see that the players are going to faint. So then they say, we're going to have to move it to the winter. Now, moving it to the winter throws off the European soccer schedule, which is held during the winter. I agree with that complaint. They have a legitimate complaint to say, FIFA, I think you blew it on this one. The Qatar, I agree with that. But there's still FIFA. He's the boss. He made the decision. If you don't like it, vote in another president. Get it. Have him change it. He may change it. Still, you don't know if he's going to. That's another issue. That's not corruption. He made a stupid choice. And Qatar got the high, was the higher bidder, maybe. The United States could outbid these people. The United States is angry. They were. If the United States would have been picked for these World Cups, that wouldn't have been issued here. But this still is not why they got arrested. They got arrested because they were banning, they were going to petition Israel to be banned from the soccer organization. That's why this whole thing's happening. Not because of bribes, not because of what they're telling you. It's not the reason they're telling you. Now, even the United States came out and said, because Putin blamed it on the fact that they were angry that Russia had the World Cup. And I can see him being angry about that because he didn't like that. They're definitely trying to, they said that was corrupt and they are attacking that. But the United States came back and said it has nothing to do with the Russia thing or Qatar. What they should have said is it has everything to do with the Israel thing. They didn't say that, of course. They're not going to say that. Now, because here's what Putin said. And for first thing Putin says, which is very true, he talks about the jurisdiction thing about, it says, this is from an article called Why the FIFA Arrest Made Russia So Angry with the U.S. by Ishan Tharoor, 5/28/15. Not long after the U.S. authorities announced their role in pursuing the arrest of seven FIFA officials in the Swiss city of Zurich, Russia's foreign ministry issued an angry statement. Quote, without going into the details of our proposed charges, we would turn attention to the fact that this is another case of illegal extraterritorial application of U.S. laws. We hope that this will in no way be used to tarnish the International Football Organization in general and its decisions, including personnel. Once again, we urge Washington to stop trying to administer justice far beyond its borders until under its legal regulations and to follow the generally accepted international legal procedures. That's the first big complaint. That's the first thing I saw. The United States does that when they go over to fight for Iraq and they fight these wars for these people. They get involved over the whole world. They are the world policemen. They are the world rulers. They don't like something. Remember the Pakistan guy? They told him how to dress. Don't drunk dress in your military. They boss people around all over the place. They're doing it again. That's one of the main complaints from Russia. This has nothing to do with you. And then on Thursday, Russian Vladimir Putin echoed these comments, deeming the timing of the move is odd and another sign of the American methods of illegally persecute people. Now, in his comment, he believes it was done because they don't like Russia. They definitely want to attack the thing on the Russian thing. They want to take it away from Russia because they say they're oppressive and they're tyrants. They don't deserve to have the World Cup. There is a movement for that. So what he's saying is not wrong that he's concerned about it. But what he needs to know is that's not the real reason why it happened because they picked Russia in 2010. It's the Israel thing. That's why it really happened. But here's what Putin says. This is from the AP, the American press. President Vladimir Putin accused the United States of meddling in the affairs of soccer's governing body and hinting that his corruption investigation is part of an attempt to take the 2018 World Cup away from this country. There is a move for that. Even the senators put a thing into Congress or something to try to remove it from and to go against FIFA and to take away the World Cup from Russia in 2018. Putin said in televised comments Thursday that he found it odd that a probe into the practices of FIFA football's governing body was launched at the request of U.S. officials for crimes that do not involve its citizens and did not happen in the United States. He says, quote, our American counterparts unfortunately are using the same methods to reach their goals and illegally persecute people. I don't rule out that this is a case in relation to FIFA. I have no doubt that this is yet another event attempt to derail Mr. Blatter's re-election as FIFA president. We are aware of the pressure that he was subject in relation to Russia holding the 2018 World Cup. Yeah, they didn't. They were trying to threaten his election. Blatter said, I got nothing personal against Israel myself. I'd like to see you in here. But the Palestinians, if they put this petition forward, according to our laws, I got allowed a vote. He was favoring Israel. He says, I don't think it should go forward neither. But he did say one thing. He wasn't totally unjust, but he was kind of cowardly a little bit. But he did go to Israel and he said, you have to accept these 4-point plans. You have to let the Palestinians go through the checkpoints freely so they can play soccer with different teams. You got to let them build a soccer field. You got to stop blowing up their soccer fields. And there's a couple of, and you have to give them the supplies to play soccer. And there was a few other petitions into points. So their whole point was with this guy Blatter is why they didn't, they're not, it's because he finally dropped that petition. See? Now, but Putin, of course, is blaming it totally on the Russia thing. But he does have a legitimate complaint against him going against Russia. But he needs to know that's not the ultimate reason why this took place. It's the Israel thing. And he knows that, too, about what happens when you go against the Jews. Because he's one of the only nations that got the guts to kick out these oligarch Jews from Russia. They don't like Putin. Now, we'll just read a little bit more about the suspension that we were talking about from some articles here. Now, this happened about a week before these guys were arrested. But we read in the 525-15, the Haaretz, which is an Israeli publication, it says Palestinians refuse to compromise on a bid to oust Israel from FIFA. They're trying to get them to drop their petition. 525, they couldn't get them to drop it. Then we read an article here, will FIFA, World Football's governing body, suspend Israel? By Jonathan Cook, Global Research, May 27, 2015. FIFA, World's Football governing body, is due to meet this Friday in Zurich to decide whether to back the Palestinian motion to suspend Israel for its systematic violations of Palestinian footballers' rights in the occupied territories, including preventing practice sessions and games, arresting players, denying entry to other teams and bombing grounds, as well as for endemic racism towards non-Jewish players in Israeli football itself. That gives you what Palestinians are complaining about. We read also in an article called Arrests Overshadow Palestinians, Bid to Oust Israel from FIFA by Sam Borden and Jody Werderin. Two critical components of the Palestinian complaint are the racism of fans of one professional club, Betiar Jerusalem, who routinely chant death to Arabs at games, and the inclusion of Israel leagues of 5 teams from settlements in the occupied West Bank. On this issue of the settlement teams, there will be no compromise, said the Palestinian official, who also spoke on condition of anonymity because it was not authorized to speak publicly. Those teams are not playing in Israeli territory. If you go to the State Department or anywhere else, they will say that they are occupied territory. FIFA works with what are internationally recognized borders. And another good complaint. Now he says, we're not going to back down. This is on 5/28. But within one day, on the 28th, they did back down. And they pulled out their petition. But he did say, everything I said still stands. The Palestinian guy. But for the sake of peace, they said, well, can't we just take some of this stuff to the UN and let them deal with the border issues and soccer? And so anyway, in spite of all these legitimate Palestinian complaints, they finally did withdraw their petition. Now, here's another thing we're going to read from this. Well, this is, will FIFA's World Football's governing body suspend Israel? By Jonathan Cook of Global Research. Although a 75% majority is needed for the Palestinian motion to carry, there has been a growing sense that the mood at FIFA is shifting the Palestinians' way. Israel and the USA are, of course, deeply worried. Such a move would have strong overtones of the sports boycott against South Africa and further reinforce the idea that the description of Israel as an apartheid state, holds. It would paint them as they truly are. It would also disrupt FIFA tournaments Israel is due to host in the coming months, causing great embarrassment to Israel and FIFA's president, Sepp Blatter. Big thing is the charge of apartheid against Israel. And now, to show you how the Israelis knew, this is serious. This is no small thing. See, everything is to back the legitimacy of Israel. The harlot supports Israel. And they don't want them to be criticized about anything they do. And this is a big issue. Because it has to do with the two states. Israel ultimately really wants to have the one state. They really don't want to have the two states. They want to kick the Palestinians out altogether. The way they're horribly treating them today, and everybody keeps their mouth shut. This would have been a very embarrassing, bad thing politically for Israel. Of course, Benjamin Netanyahu and Antichrist, who is now the leader in apostate Israel, came out and spoke against this thing. Of course, you'll see how angry he was. In the New York Times, we're reading an article called "Arrests Overshadow Palestinians' Bid to Oust Israel from FIFA" by Sam Borden and Jody Roradin. It's the New York Times, May 28th. By Thursday night, Israel news media reported that Mr. Netanyahu had told reporters at a rare briefing ahead of the FIFA vote that it was. Now, this is one day after the arrests. Now, this is Netanyahu stinging him, saying, "I got you right. This is typical of the Jew. Watch what he says." He said that the vote was a blunt politicization of sports. "The efforts to suspend Israel are extremely severe, and we will categorically oppose them. Any attempt to hurt Israel will destroy FIFA." Will destroy FIFA. That's the Jew. The curse was put in by the warlock. The warlocks from Israel and the witches from the America. The curse was put in. The effect of the curse struck on the 27th when they were arrested and going to be extradited. And the very next day he said, "We're going to destroy you." What's he telling them? "We already began." And read the follow-up on this. It's not over yet. This can go further. We can get the president. We can get more people. You see? They're shaking in a boost now. This was Netanyahu coming out and telling them, "See, we got you boys yesterday, and we're going to get more of you if you don't back off." And the very next day, when the petition was to come about, the Palestinians backed off. Sepp Blatter got together with the Palestinian Israel guy. They talked, and Lord only knows what went on in the back room. The devil also knows what went on in the back room. He was there. Now, and here we go. Here's again, we see this on, it says, "Anyone who doubts how seriously Israel is taking the threat of being ousted from FIFA and how actively its supporters are working behind the scenes at the world body should read the comments of Avi Luzon, Israel's representative to UEFA, the European Football League that doesn't like FIFA, that idolizes Israel. It's not just the United States, it's the Freemasons in Europe that support Israel. Now they're going to come out to support Israel against FIFA. European football's governing body, ominously he says, UEFA's support for Israel is sewn up and suggests that UEFA will prevent Israel's suspension, whatever the outcome of the vote. I've said it before and I'll say it again. UEFA will not let Israel be harmed." See how important this issue was? This is the issue. It's not the Russian thing, Qatar thing. They didn't like that. This is the issue that led to it. This is the issue as to why they were arrested, why the United States reacted so quickly and came out and arrested them. Now, we're going to read one guy. This is a Jew. He sort of tries to play it down, but he brings something that's true in here. He tries to go, "Oh, the conspiracy people are saying it's because of the Jews. It's because of the Jews." His name is, it's "Who is to blame for FIFA's arrest? Jews?" He goes, "Of course. Oh, it's the Jews. Yeah, yes, the Jews, Mr. Jonathan Greenberg."
After all, the number one visible ruling Jew in the world, Benjamin Netanyahu, said, "If FIFA does not back off on its suspension of Israel, he's going to destroy FIFA." That sounds like a conspiracy to me, folks. But not to Greenberg.
He wrote this on 5/29/15. I'm just going to write the part that pertains here to what is interesting. Former Vice President Jack Warner was one of the people arrested in conjunction with the investigation. He now faces extradition from his native Trinidad and Tobago to the United States, forced to resign his FIFA position in 2011 due to an ongoing ethics probe. Warner blamed racism and religious intolerance, specifically Zionism, which he cited as probably the most important reason why this acrid attack on Bin Hammam and me was mounted. Bin Hammam is Mohammed Bin Hammam, another former FIFA official accused of corruption. He's telling you what it really is. That's the reason they're attacking. And indeed, that is the reason they are attacking them. They don't like the Russia thing. They didn't like the Qatar thing, but that happened in 2010. This happened 1 week after they were ready to suspend Israel. That's the real reason people need to know about it. You look at the way the events happened. After they arrested Netanyahu, comes out and says, "We're going to destroy you. We already started." The next day, they back off the petition. It had nothing to do, and even the United States, this has nothing to do with Russia and Qatar. They didn't tell you, they said it has to do with bribery. Now we're going to get back to that section. They said, "We're angry because they're bribing people and they're corrupt. And so we have to get involved in this whole thing." And their excuse was, again, I'll read it again, they were using U.S. banks and dollars. We're going to read this again. "The 47-count indictment against the 14 defendants notes many of their ties to the U.S. and law enforcement officials today said American banks were used in the course of decades-long scheme." American banks were used, American dollars were used, so therefore we can arrest them. So now why don't you arrest the Chinese, right, who commit cyber crimes admitted by the United States, right? They use U.S. banks. They own U.S. property. They deal in U.S. dollars. So go ahead and arrest Xi Jinping and the whole communist hierarchy if that's your reason, because they use U.S. dollars and U.S. banks. How come you're not arresting them? Now we're going to get into even more hypocrisy. That's bad enough. How come you don't have all the South American drug dealers arrested on the same claim? Drug dealers from Colombia, from Mexico, dealing cocaine and heroin, killing people in the United States, dealing with U.S. dollars, dealing with U.S. banks, coming in here and selling into the United States. How come I didn't see the FBI, the Department of Justice, and the IRS get up and say, I want Colombia to arrest these seven people, these seven drug gang dealers that are killing people with drugs because, and they would say, what jurisdiction do you have in Colombia? They're dealing with U.S. banks and U.S. dollars. Same thing, hypocrisy. And that's real corruption. That's true evil. That's evil beyond evil, what the drugs are doing. And the United States doesn't only say anything. You know why? Because they're making money off of it. The United States is part of it. They're accepting it, and they're taking that drug money to the United States, and they're getting rich on it. The United States is the most corrupt harlot in the whole world, and she's got the nerve to preach to other people. That's like Satan preaching about morality. Satan's going to come out and preach morality. So how come you don't arrest the drug dealers in South America? How come you don't arrest the Chinese people who you admit are committing cyber crimes? How come you don't arrest and put an indictment out and tell the Chinese people to arrest these people? They'll spit in your face. The Chinese will, that's for sure. All right? You're hypocrites, United States. You're a hypocrite, you harlot. Everybody can see through your hypocrisy. It stinks, and we're not done with your hypocrisy yet. Clean up the mess in your own backyard first. Remember it says, what can be made clean from the unclean? How could you, who are so corrupt, preach against other people and try to make them uncorrupt? The United States is the most corrupt nation in the world. Look at the banking scandals. Let's talk about that for 1 second. A couple years ago, we know about the banking scandals. What did they do? They put civil charges against the banks, and they fined them some money. They didn't arrest one person, and these banks were robbing people that were buying homes, American citizens, taking the food off their plate, robbing them in gross ways, and there was no arrests. Nobody was arrested like you saw happen here in Switzerland from these banks that were robbing Americans, people throughout the whole United States of America. They only brought a civil charge. Now, more hypocrisy. There are some people that are angry about that and are saying, how come you don't bring criminal charges against the banks? Until you start locking these bastards up, they're going to continue to do it. But you certainly locked up the FIFA members. All seven and all 14 of them are locked up and they're being extradited to the United States. Big bad FIFA members. But don't lock up your own banking people. Your own banking people. And now, a month ago, A historic thing happened for the United States because you got some people working on it, on this idea of the next time you get the banks, would you mind like pressing criminal charges? Because this is a criminal thing. You can find the money, but unless you get the people out of there and put them in jail, you can have the same people in there, threatening with long jail terms. Something like that, I would give somebody a death penalty. That's another issue, but they're not even jailing them. They're not arresting them. Well, just this happened in May, and I think some of you people might remember this. The United States indicted five U.S. banks, again, on horrible crimes, stealing from people and so forth. We'll read here in a minute. And they brought criminal charges for the first time ever. Criminal charges. But guess what? No one's arrested. The bank itself is a criminal, right? It's like, who did it, you know? It's like blaming a church as being evil, not the people in it. Well, who's running the bank? They didn't arrest one person, and they will not arrest one person. So what's the point of bringing criminal charges against these five banks, and not one person is going to be arrested? Now, the owners of the bank said, we didn't know what's happened. It was the people under us. Well, arrest them, and then try to file a ticket and arrest the other people. No one got arrested. Let me read about it right here. The Wall Street Journal, banks to pay $5.6 billion in probes by Aruna Vishwatha, May 20th, 2015. Washington. Five global banks agreed to pay more than $5 billion in combined penalties and plead guilty to criminal charges to resolve long-running U.S. investigations into whether traders colluded to move foreign currency rates for their own financial benefit. Now, there are groups in the United States that are fighting for this. So it's good that there was criminal charges. So you like that. That's good, right? But they didn't go far enough. Four of the banks, Barclays PLC, Citigroup Incorporated, JP Morgan Chase & Company, and Royal Bank of Scotland Group PLC, pleaded guilty on Wednesday to conspiring to manipulate prices in the $500 billion a day market for U.S. dollars and euros, authorities said. Robbing people. It's a market that brings deals with $500 billion a day. Massive. The total of the fines were $5.6 billion. It says the Justice Department did not announce charges against individuals at any of the banks. Okay, so we got a criminal. You got a bank that's a gangster. The bank itself, but there's no gangsters in the bank. The bank's, what is it? The building is a gangster? The building's got a mind of its own and a soul of its own, right? We're going to go on and read about this. Look, the New York Times, five banks expected to plead guilty to felony charges by Ben Protas and Michael Corkery. 5-14-15. Most people pleading guilty to a felony means they are very likely to land in prison, lose their job, and forfeit their right to vote. But when five of the world's biggest banks plead guilty to an array of antitrust and fraud charges, as soon as next week, life will go on, probably without much of a hiccup. Nothing. Nothing. But they arrested these FIFA guys over in Switzerland who are not even U.S. citizens, not even in USA property. Can you see the hypocrisy? And everybody will agree, as strong as FIFA is, and it's strong, they're nothing compared to the bank system. And look how they treat the banks. And so you got that little harlot, that little whore, that little feminist, and the FBI guy and the IRS sitting up and telling me about how just they are, how uncorrupt they are, and preaching about corruption. You're lying. You're filthy. And the reason you did it makes you even more guilty because it proves you're supporting Israel, as everybody who has a half a brain knows. The United States is always up there. Anytime Israel gets like voted against in the UN, there's only one veto that protects Israel. It's always the USA. Now, here's what we read here from the Chicago Tribune. Banks fined more than $5 billion to plead guilty to market rigging. May 21st, 2015. Still, the punishment announced Wednesday may have limited practical consequences. The four banks will be able to continue to do business in the currency markets. No executives were charged, and the fines, while large, are a fraction of what the institutions have made through currency trading over the past decade. $500 billion a day go through it. They're trying for $5.6 billion, like to you and me, a $10. So the fine wasn't even effective. It wasn't even a stinging fine for five banks. That's nothing for them to pay. They've been doing that for years when they catch the banks. They fine them. That's like finding us a speeding ticket for $25 and go on your business. Is that punishing somebody? What is the greater evil here when you look what these banks are doing and how they affect the whole world, not just United States citizens, the whole world. But they're so interested in going after the FIFA members that they arrest these guys. And they already got them locked up. And who are these Swiss people that we're talking about here, the Swiss government? They're all Freemasons. It's not just the United States. The United States is the power leader. But the European nations, all who are under the Freemasonic Jews, they're all serving them. They had this little backroom agreement. There was nothing about where we're going to do this. How are we going to do this? They didn't put it before Congress. Couldn't we do this? Is it legal to do this? They just came out and did it out of the blue. Boom, and it's done. They're arrested and they're heading over here. You see, they don't abide by no laws. When they want to get somebody, they're going to get them. And that's what happens. So here's the end of this lecture. Just more proof of how the United States harlot supports the apostate Israel's and Antichrist. Again, coming to our aid, and that's the real reason why this happened, regardless of any other issues that they were trying to bring up. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is an update to this lecture. Benjamin Netanyahu was true to his word. He indeed destroyed Sepp Blatter. On the second day of the sixth month, Sepp Blatter resigned, only 4 days after he was reelected. Their message is, let this be a lesson to all who dare oppose apostate Israel and the USA harlot. This recording was produced by Mary's Little Remnant, 302 East Joffrey Street, Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, 87901-2878, and can be accessed on my website at www.johnthebaptist.us.